With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden's job approval numbers just keep falling.
According to the weekly average of polls at RealClearPolitics.com, President Biden's approval stands at only 39.6%. That mark trails former President Trump by 5 percentage points at a similar moment in their first terms. Mr. Biden's two strongest negatives are on the issues of inflation at only 34.5% and on the direction of the country at only 26% approval. These results come ahead of this week's Pennsylvania primary. A Fox News poll indicates both candidates are tied at 48% in a two-person race, with Mr. Trump 2 points ahead in a five-candidate field. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Rear Admiral, retired Admiral Mark Montgomery, says either Israel or the United States may eventually be forced to destroy Iran's nuclear facilities.
I think the Israelis believe they can still do it. I think the United States is not 100% sure whether Israel can do it, but we're 100% sure we could do it if we had to. And we've always kind of hoped that this was a joint decision, because the result will involve both our forces afterwards.
Ukraine is welcoming the passing of the aid package by the House. U.S. lawmakers approving $61 billion in aid, as the Ukrainian president had warned his country would lose the war without U.S. funding. By the way, Russia warns the passage of that legislation would, quote, further ruin Ukraine. United Auto Workers Union celebrating a huge win at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee. Workers there will now be represented by the union. UAW won 73% of the vote after losing two elections there in the past 10 years. This is SRN News. What's the number one church holiday in America? Well, it's Easter.
According to a new poll of Protestant pastors from Lifeway Research, Easter is the day most likely to fill the pews. Christmas comes in second for general attendance, followed by Mother's Day, a distant third. The pastors also say that while attendance surges on those holidays, it is still lower than it used to be, reflecting an ongoing decline in church attendance that has characterized the U.S. for several decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
First Lady Jill Biden trying to rally support for her husband in the LGBT community. She says former President Donald Trump poses a threat to homosexuals and points to Mr. Biden's advocacy for transgenderism in particular. The president, who is continuing to struggle with very low public approval rating, as well as softening support for other key groups that backed him in 2020. This is SRN News. President Biden wants the nation's wealthiest people to pay far more in taxes, and he's making a pitch for those higher taxes on the wealthy. What it would amount to is a minimum rate of 25% on the income for the richest Americans. Heritage Foundation senior policy analyst David Ditch says that just doesn't make sense.
Not only is it going to make America's businesses uncompetitive, not only is it going to try to double and triple tax money people have earned, it's also going to do all that without actually getting America's finances on track.
And he says the move could backfire.
Even under this massive tax increase plan, deficits are still going to be racking up year after year after year.
He says the Biden plan is just a gimmick. More details at SRNNews.com.